contains materials that might be unsuitable for some listeners. So go fuck yourself.
How's my boy? Hello, puppy dog. Hello. Hello. There's a good boy. Sparky, where's Satan? Where's Satan? Where's Satan? Where's Satan? That's a good boy. Good boy. Really good. Really good. Where's Satan? Where's Satan? Here's Satan. That's a good boy. Very good. Very good. That's a good boy. Yeah. Yeah. How's my guy? How's my boy? Where's Satan? Where's Satan? Where's Satan? Where is he? Satan. Where's Satan? That's a good boy. You want a cookie? That's my guy.
May 13th, and I'm Mr. E, and tonight we should have some fun. That you guys can only see what just happened here.
Oh wait, I'm hearing what's going on. Wait, no, okay, never mind.
Just redialed Dave on my cell phone too. Wow. Erica, you there?
Yeah, I'm trying to call
trying to Skype in. Okay.
Yeah, and so it looks like it's letting me or what?
Yeah, well, it should be. yeah, we like Erica to Skype in because she's got a decent mic and it always turns out so much better. But unfortunately, with this platform, the Skype button does not appear on the screen until the show begins.
Until Satan comes.
I know. That audio clip. Dave, you never posted Hail Satan on my Facebook page. That was the whole reason I put that video up there. Did you ever see it?
I don't know if I can't. I just totally spaced it off. Oh, well, my bad. I haven't been online much today. I just, just been busy with other stuff around here.
I posted this on the 9th around noon. Did you ever see the video?
Yeah, I think I did. I thought it was kind of pretty funny.
The lady and her dog?
Yeah.
She's standing It's just this little old lady and her little dog sitting on her bed, and she's like, "Oh, how's my buddy? Oh, hey, you want a cookie? Sparky, where's Satan?" And she starts saying to the dog, like,
"Yeah, yeah.
Dave kept it clean for once.
That's the church lady's dog.
Totally.
Yeah.
But pardon me. Okay. That's it. Way to go, Mr. E. Just inhale the spit into your lungs so you hack right into your mic. That's awesome. Fuck, I'm crying. A whole bunch of shit just happened here in my studio.
Okay, I'm calling in on Skype.
Oh, I hear it.
Yeah, I was thinking of somebody's mom who would have a dog like that.
You have a dog like that?
No, I can think of somebody's mom who's a big time Jesus geek who I can see her having a dog like that.
Oh yeah.
I'd like to know what they did to that dog.
Paul knows who I'm talking about when I say chicken neck.
Chicken neck. I knew you were gonna say that.
Dana Carvey's church lady character from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, remember her well. Yep, I remember her well. We'd bong out and go sit in his living room, and his mom would be all freaked out. Oh, whoa, hold on a second. Where'd it go? Oh, area code 260. You had your hand up there for a minute. You pressed 1, and I saw that you wanted to come on the air. And then you must have pressed 1 again, because now it... Okay, now here we go. All right. Area code 260, who's this?
This is Abductee Adam.
Oh, hey, Abductee Adam. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How you guys been?
Been pretty good. Do you guys remember Abductee Adam?
I remember the name, but did I ever talk to you?
I don't think so.
He's called in a couple times. I've actually done a tribute show to him because he has some funny clips from the past. Him and DaVinci got into a big fight. I think it went on for 3 or 4 hours on the air. And then, of course, during the Art Bell tribute show, Adam got abducted by space aliens live on the air.
Tell me about that.
It's on the archives. You can listen it up. It's an Art Bell tribute where we were, talking about the best of Art Bell. And then Adam called in, and all of a sudden he hears, and then he was gone. And about a half hour later, he was back with us.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get an anal probe like Cartman got in the premiere episode of South Park?
I think that, if memory serves, Abductee Adam had shit going on with divots in his body and something to do with his spine. Isn't that right, Adam?
Yeah. I still have this one, it looks like a cigarette burn on the back part of my back. And my sister has them, too. But we couldn't show them because... they kept appearing, then reappearing, and then appearing. And then every time I take a picture, I couldn't post it online.
Now
I just need to get my buddy to take a picture of this shit again because
if I remember right, at the time that you originally called in and told your story, your sister wasn't 18 yet.
Yeah, that's right. Now she's
is
21.
She 18 now?
She's 21 now. But yeah,
okay,
she gets them all over her body. They reappear and they appear. And jeez, now she says her boyfriend's getting them.
Wow.
I said, well, that's what happens when you hang around us.
Hey, Adam, check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not working.
Oh, wait, I got my button turned down. Okay, totally lost the moment.
Where's Satan? Where's Satan? That's a good boy.
Oh, wow, that clip.
What did they do to that dog while they were saying that? Because, you know, how do you train that?
Well, you know, dogs have weird quirks, you know. Who knows? Maybe it started off with just a little, maybe there's a backstory. I don't know.
You know what? Here's what I think. That dog really hates that lady. That's what I picked up immediately. So when she starts talking like that, she can say, "Where's Cookies?" And the dog kind of wants to fight. What? Maybe I'm ruining it.
Hold on.
You know, it's kind of a dog reaction or what, you know, whatever it is.
I heard the funny noises coming out of Adam again. Adam, what are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm just growling like the dog. She said, "Cookie," and I went,
okay. And then one time Adam called in. He was in a strange housing situation, and wasn't there, like, fleas or bed bugs everywhere or something?
Oh, yeah. Bed bugs.
Yeah, bed bugs. How'd the bed bug situation ever turn out with you and all those people?
It turned out okay because I got a friend to come and pick us up, me and my girlfriend at the time, and we went and stayed in a motel, took all our stuff, and just left all our crap there. We just took was our clothes on our back, and we just
washed
everything.
How do you know you didn't import some of them bed bugs to this hotel now?
I was just, that's where most people get them, isn't it?
It's from people like Adam.
Well, no.
Spreading the bed bugs.
Check this out. What we did was, when we left, we went straight to the damn laundromat and just washed everything. Like I said, I bought new shoes, new socks, new clothes and shit, and whatever we had, we just threw it away or washed it.
Dave, is that you messing around with your phone over there?
He's doing the chips again.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave, what's going on over there?
Yeah, sure. Oh, I got some fruit snacks. I'm opening up a bag, that's all.
Again?
Fucking fruit snacks. It's a bag.
Yeah, I got a box of at Target last night.
Yeah, but boxes don't sound crinkly and crackly, so it must be.
they have the individual packets in there.
Right. Yeah, okay. Here's a tip, though. Before the show, what you ought to do is get yourself a bowl and then go ahead and crack a couple of those packages open and put them into a bowl.
Yeah.
Anyway. Wow.
Erica,
how could you possibly miss this? Anyways.
Check this out, Adam. I'm not trying to be rude. Do you think that the marks on your back could be caused by bed bugs or anything?
No, this has happened way before I even moved here to Indiana.
Way before bed bugs existed.
Way before.
Oh, and by the way, there's always this factor.
How's my boy?
Satan.
No, he's a good boy. Fucking worst
thing. Listen to Dave chewing. Listen to him go. Go ahead, Dave. Don't stop on my account. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening here.
Well, we're listening to you eat, so have another chomp at it, and we'll get the full effect.
No, I've got enough out of the bag for now, anyway.
All right.
Damn.
How big
a
bag are these things? Are these like little lunch size bags?
These are like individual bags.
How many of these fruit snacks do you suppose is in a particular bag?
About
8 to 10. Yeah, I was going to say about 8 to 10. That's like a mouthful, right? If you were going to just throw them all in
at once?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. How many do you eat at once?
Usually about two at a time.
Two at a time? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fruit snacks are these?
Well, hold on here. I got check what they got on the box here real quick.
Okay. Adam, what kind of fruit snacks do you enjoy? Oh, okay. Well, who makes them?
Okay. These are ones that they sell at Target. But there's like grape, strawberry, orange, peach, and raspberry flavored ones.
I was more curious about what brand.
Yeah,
it would be the big word on the package. Which one?
Market Pantry, that's one of their house brands.
Oh, okay.
But I think Welch's makes those for them.
Okay.
I've had Welch's ones too.
Welch's doesn't fuck around with their fruit snacks. They're pretty good. Erica, do you have a preferred type of fruit snack that you treat yourself with?
No, I don't like them.
Oh, yeah. What about
the
roll-up? You guys into the roll-ups?
God, those things are nasty. Those fruit roll-ups?
Yeah.
Those are, like, gross.
Now, when you're talking about fruit roll-ups, are you talking about the new kind of newfangled plasticky kind or like this original kind that are like kind of granule-y and taste natural?
I'm thinking of granule stuff.
Yeah, you don't like that?
No.
Adam?
I don't know. Do they have new ones? Is that the
Yeah, the new ones are like a sheet of plastic.
Oh, well, I'd probably like those then.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Plastic's always good.
Mm-hmm. They'll hurt your cavity if you have one.
They're that good.
Adam, you got any cavities?
Oh.
Adam?
Yeah.
Do you have any cavities?
Do I have any cavities?
Yeah.
Shit. I got no back teeth.
Okay, so that'd be no?
That'd be no. Not anymore.
Okay.
All of them are gone.
Yeah, definitely...
I know. Yeah. Meth is a bitch, isn't it? So now, these teeth that you don't have anymore, were they professionally removed or they just fucking crumble away?
No, they were professionally removed because I grinded them a lot.
Oh, you grinded them, yep.
I grind my teeth. I have to wear a fucking mouthpiece all the time at night when I sleep.
Because of the grinding? What, you grind your gums now?
Just my front teeth now.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would progress forward to your gums then.
Yeah. At least I have
my front
teeth.
About that.
I could smile still, but that's about it.
Right.
Adam, I want to say something. Did they ever suggest, this is serious, did they ever say you should get your jaw realigned? Because I know people that have, and it helped them on that. I'm not trying to be funny.
Right.
Oh, no. No.
Do you walk
around
with a gurn?
A what?
A gurn.
What? What's that?
Nobody here knows what a gurn is?
No, but...
All right, fun task for the day. Everybody, in your own private Webernet, Google or Bing gurn, G-U-R-N, and then just click images.
All right, let me do it.
A gurn, it's a classic look on a face.
G-U-R-N.
G-U-R-N. Yep, it would, I'll let you go. I'll give you guys
Jordan
a minute.
Facial
oh.
expression
the average gurn,
that's
would,
ugly.
This sound would kind of go with a gurn.
Oh, no, I don't have a gurn. Oh, no, okay. No, I do not.
You know what? I can't believe they named that. I mean, just went...
Can you imagine if Adam got abducted by these aliens that were highly intelligent, but they all had gurns, and their language sounded really stupid to us, like, and so they all had gurns, you know, and these were like advanced creatures, and Adam gets abducted by them, but they're all sitting around just, that would be pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
Does everybody here have a gurn on their
on their computer screen to know what they're talking about. A gurn might come hand in hand with an underbite, where your bottom jaw sticks out.
Under, overbite. It depends. It mostly is more like a, you don't have the front teeth going there, bro.
I think it's an underbite where your jaw sticks out in front, right? An under, is that an overbite or an underbite?
Underbite.
An overbite is when your jaw's in, right? And it kind of ho-ho-ho look. The ho-ho-ho.
Yep.
Whereas the underbite is where the jaw sticks out. And you do the overbite.
Oh, my God.
Bullshit. No. You're going to be fucked if you end up with a gurn because of your grinding. You're going to be known. You're going to go from being known as Abductee Adam to Gurn Face Teeth Grinding Adam.
Oh, no.
I'd rather have Grinding Face Adam than Gurn Face, because
Let's have more fun with Adam now. Now, Adam, you be quiet about this, because, of course, I know what you really look like. Dave, based off of Adam's general attitude and the sound of his voice, describe how you would picture him in real life. After your fruit snack, of course. Okay, well, let Dave finish his fruit snack. Erica, how would you, you know, if you were to draw a picture of Abductee Adam based off of his voice and his wackiness, how would you picture him?
He is, I'd probably say 5'7" and skinny, very skinny and pale. His arms are very skinny, and he has a reddish cast to his hair, which is probably like a golden brown, kind of greased out ever so slightly because it's wavy, and it's like shorter on the side, but it's got more longer on the top, sort of not quite a mullet, you know, because the back isn't all about business.
Yeah. Right.
And let's see, thick darker eyebrows than anything.
Uh-huh. Any
Let's
facial
see,
features?
His lips are pink, kind of a pink color. I don't know why they're extra pink compared to the rest of his, you know,
mm-hmm.
skin. They have a blowjobish pink look.
Wow.
offense. And no offense on that. And they're kind of greasy,
Adam,
because
Adam
he still
say nothing.
Got it left over from the hot dog that he had earlier.
Right. Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to say hot dog like in that way, but he's got am I even close?
No, we're not. We'll reveal that in a minute after Dave has his turn. Once he's done eating his Welch's knockoff Target brand fruit chews in the individual.
Anyway, Todd. Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
how would
listener.
You describe Adam? Oh no, let's have Adam say something else. Adam, what was the last kind of ice cream you had?
Chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
Okay, so you had chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. Dave, how would you picture Adam if you had to draw a picture of him?
I'm trying to think.
Well, you've heard him call in the show before.
Dave,
yeah.
Dave's going to describe his fruit chewy.
I know.
He's
well,
so into
see,
it.
Adam is probably strawberry, grape, and has a crinkly wrapper.
And airborne and cherry.
Dave, you're so into the fruit
right.
chewing.
Dave, did you bong out before the show or hit your pipe or anything?
No.
Oh, he's holding
the head
in.
Yeah,
right.
I got a bowl here, but I don't have it lit right now. But I'm trying to think how to describe him. well, I don't want to say Cletus the Slackjaw Yokel from The Simpsons.
Okay.
Oh my God,
all right.
That was hard.
So just so you all know, Abductee Adam, last time I saw him, he had a shaved head and arms about the size of my legs. He looks kind of like a Samoan, except for not with a fat face. It's like a chiseled face, like the last guy on the planet you'd want to run into in an alley, because he would fuck your shit up. That's Abductee Adam.
Wow.
Not a skinny dude at all.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, Adam?
Nope. No, I'm 6 foot, 200 and
70 pounds, and I got long hair down to my past my shoulders, and it looked like Albert Einstein almost. It crazy ass gray hair.
6 foot,
everywhere.
Almost 300 pounds. Describe your tats.
Don't have any.
Oh, I thought you had like tribal tattoos on your arm. See, that's how I picture you because I know you.
Oh, my tats. I thought you said cats, not tats.
No, your tats. Tattoos. Yeah, your tattoos.
Tattoos. Oh, yeah. I got eagle on my left, and I got the quadra tattoo on my right arm.
Yeah. These are large tattoos. Right?
Well, they take up pretty good much of my shoulders, yeah.
Yeah. Not what you pictured, huh, Eric?
No.
Right. You want to know why?
I can't get on the Skype. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's all because of this. What the hell? That shit isn't happening right on cue. It's bugging me. Oh, it isn't even working now. I'm trying to get my Satan dog going and it won't go.
Isn't it? Where's
Steve? Ugh. Did you hear me? I said, ugh.
Where'd you get those foot roll-ups? Satan?
Yeah, I thought you're, was it preceded by a very loud...
There it goes.
Where's Satan? That's a good boy.
I got some weird kind of delay going. I click the button and it goes, and then when I go to turn it off, it won't turn it off right away. That is a great sound clip, though, for sure. I actually downloaded the video so I can re-upload it so that in case they took it down.
Was that an audio, or was that you, Dave?
What?
The fart?
No, it's a food snack.
Dave, I don't think Dave has actually farted on the air that you could hear. Dave, you actually, yeah, it's not a real fart. That's just Dave.
Dave's getting ready to put one of his gummy bears in his pipe and smoke it.
Right.
From here.
Mm-hmm. Dave and I smoked one of our friend's bones once.
Get out.
We did. Yep, we smoked the late Dean Putty's bones.
Todd knows I've got the pipe from it that we smoked them out of.
The actual same pipe that we did. We told this story before on the air. The Putty family was very foolish enough to put us in charge of his cremated remains because we divvied them up into about an 8-ball each that we all took home, and then some of it we capped on top of a bowl of Bud and smashed some more Bud on top of it and smoked it up. Smoked his bones.
Yeah, in fact...
Did you smoke every drop of it? I mean, did it actually...
No, most of it went over the falls up there in Maupin, Oregon. But, and I still have a portion. Dave, do you still have a portion?
I don't think I have any of his ashes, but like I said, I got the Pudzilla pipe, yeah. The story behind that goes, it was a camp trip I was on with Shane over at White River Canyon. Here we are kicking back, putting away a few beers and smoking bowls, and Dean goes, "Hey, guys, if I'm the first to go, I want to be cremated. And what you guys do is take some of my ashes, load a bowl with some weed, load the bowl with some weed, put some of my ashes in there, put some more Bud on top and smoke me." And then we did that like about 3 years later.
Oh, okay. I was envisioning, I'm just saying like a tooth stuck in a bowl and you were trying to smoke it, like the hard
tooth,
the entire
thing.
Well,
that's the thing is that you, when you get cremated remains, you have, there's ashes, but
I didn't think about cremated remains,
But in the ashes, the ashes is like powdery dust, but in there, there's little chunks of bone and teeth and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of gross, actually.
Okay.
We didn't do it today. Listeners, don't try that at home. This was stuff that you do when you get caught up in the moment and, it's a dear friend and whatever.
some of us got sick and threw up and stuff. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, there was the infamous nickname I tagged Dean with.
We're Satan.
What'd you say again? Hey, Dave, I got unfriended today, finally, by one of our mutual friends on Facebook.
What's that?
I got unfriended by one of our mutual friends today. I finally crossed the line. Any guesses who? First names only?
Let's see. Am I still
liberal?
Friends with him?
Oh, yeah, you're still friends with him. He's liberal. You like almost
Keith?
Everything he knows. First names
Keith
only.
Lamb?
Dude. No, not Keith Lamb. Wow.
It's
like fucking child care.
Who else can I think of? Mike?
No, never mind. Anyways.
What, man?
Erica, how do you edit a show again?
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, all right.
It's a special process. Not really.
This guy who will remain unnamed posted a, he's a liberal, he posted a graphic that had a bunch of boxes you could check. And the first box was white. The second box was African American. The third box was Hispanic. The fourth box was Asian. And the fifth box was Native American. And it had a red line drawn through all the boxes, and down below, penciled in, it had a box with a big check mark in it that said, human.
Yeah,
and of course,
yeah.
I replied with white. But that's not the funny part is that I had, and he got all mad at me. He called me, God damn it, what did he call me? I can't see it now because I think he removed. He was classic for putting that kind of shit up, and then I'd make my points, and then he would remove them, and then threaten to unfriend me. And he finally did it today. But I put on there, you know, this is the classic liberal type of post, the white guilt type of post. And I mean, it's just, there's so many things wrong with that. And like most black people that I know, they don't even use the term African American. It's almost like annoying when they hear a white person say African American, or American Indians amongst themselves typically don't call themselves Native Americans. They're American Indians.
Well, at least I got my own checkbox, Alaskan Native.
Alaskan Native, right. Here's the whole condescending thing about it is we're all equal. Right? We're all equal.
I'm sorry, for some reason you make me laugh when you said that. I don't...
We are all equal.
I know that,
but
I'm just...
And people are proud of their ethnic heritage. A black man is proud of being black.
Yeah, but I don't know what I am, so I don't really give a crap.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I like the human thing, but why did he unfriend you for saying white? I mean, you...
No, I said that he was the classic liberal that would post that kind of thing and then post that kind of bullshit, you know, in rebuttal to what I was saying. And I was trying to tell him that it's condescending and that, you know, most people are, you know, I don't know about white.
Oh, I get it. You were just trying to say, well, people can... say what they want. I mean, right? And he just didn't like
the
fact.
Well, I just think that, you know, I've accused him of having white guilt before, but it's just one of those things where that is extra. It's one thing if a minority posts that, something like that, then it's like, okay, I get it. You know, it's a civil rights issue. But when a white hippie posts it, it's like, listen, minorities.
I know what you mean.
Minorities, you condescend minorities by calling them anything or not calling them something. Black people are proud of being black people. Asians are proud of being of their Asian heritage. We're all equal, and that's just that. And it'd be one thing, you know, I mean, speak for yourself, in other words. Hispanics don't need some liberal white guy telling the rest of the world what Hispanics would prefer to be called, and that they wouldn't prefer to be called Hispanics, that they would prefer to be just simply known as human. And that's bullshit. Every Mexican I know is proud of being Mexican and proud of being in America. You know, you do right things, you have pride in what you do.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
and I do
so
see what
we,
you're saying. Hey, I'm gonna go here right now. I do see what you're saying about white guilt. I'm not a racist or anything, and I'm, you know, so I mean, I've never been, you know, worried
right.
about that. But damn, I know what goes on. I mean, I see a lot of people go through this. I've sort of bypassed it mostly, but I have had a little white guilt myself. And
oh yeah.
It does. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, it's making up for the old slavery days. And, hey, I did not participate in that, you know. So, in other words, I remember back in the day when there was, you know, black and white hooking up in high school. And it was back in the 80s.
Kind of a taboo back then.
It was very taboo. And it's,
yeah, right.
And it was almost, in a sense, there was such white guilt that if the guy, the black man, was beating his white girlfriend, she would put up with a lot more than even the black girls were going, girl, what on the hell are you putting up? Because they knew it was wrong, but the white girls were, and I'm just saying it straight out. I have friends that went through this. They were like, well, I don't want to be, basically they didn't want to be, you know,
thanks,
they were making up for the old days and saying, well, and they had the guilt.
Right.
So put up.
Well, there's some shame associated with it. You know, it's pretty freaking embarrassing that slavery existed. But there's a whole hell of a lot more that went on after slavery. And matter of fact, slavery still exists today. And it's rampant in many parts of Africa. As a matter of fact, it's black owned, black, you know, you got sex slaves and forced labor slaves and all that. But, right. So there is some of that. There's also, but more recently though, where it really hasn't been fair was not so long ago. We don't have to go all the way back to slaves. I mean, that's just. And matter of fact, I kind of blame the Christians for slavery in America. They, you know, validated slavery and thought it was the Christian thing to do. Certainly, the Bible endorses slavery, and it's just sad and pathetic.
Right.
It is. It's pretty sad and pathetic. And, you know, some freed black slaves, former slaves, owned other slaves. I mean, there was that's not the point. But, you know, lower wages, sitting on the back of the bus, having separate drinking faucets, not being able to vote, not being able to get a job. All that stuff wasn't that long ago. We don't have to go back to the Civil War to remember that kind of stuff. Separate drinking faucets. I mean, really? Really?
Yeah, segregation. That's what that was. Prime example.
That was rampant throughout
the late 60s around here.
Dave believes in segregation. He takes his purple gummies and segregates them from his tropical gummies. Don't you, Dave?
Snack.
Dave's a gummy-ist.
Shared every time, whatever.
Right. So, if anybody's listening and wants to call in and talk about race relations, please don't be white. But call in and let's see. You can call in at 646-200-4079, and we'd be interested to hear you hear you give your input about that.
And if you're white, please have the guilt.
Right, yeah, come with guilt. Right, pack your bags because we're going on a white guilt trip. But if you're African American or black and you want to call in, let us know if you prefer to just simply go along with the American politically correct custom of calling you an African American, or if you would prefer or commonly just refer to your ethnicity as black. Hispanic.
Isn't it according to that other guy that deleted you?
Right.
Or wanted to be called human? Because, I mean, I think humans is that was stupid. You know, I mean, like.
It's silly.
I don't even want to be called human. I don't even think of it, though. That's the thing.
There's a point to be made with that graphic, okay? And that point is that let's be unified. Let's not be divided. But the point to post that and then defend it like a bleeding heart, at that point, what I accused him of was being actually racist. So we got some haunted house sounds going on over there. Is that you too, Dave? Dave?
This is some strange.
Dave is the world's worst podcaster.
God.
Adam.
Dave, are you okay?
Yo.
What are you doing over there?
I gotta get a Bluetooth connection for this new phone of mine. That's what I gotta do.
Yeah, you got it. What's going on with the squeaky chair and the cupboards and what are you doing, your dishes or something? Doing some pots and pans?
Oh, you know, this chair squeaks, big deal. You know, it's a lot more comfortable than my previous
I know.
Computer desk chair.
Everybody's got pots and pans to clean too during their podcasting recordings.
I got my Skype working. What the hell? Thing not working.
Oh, do you? Are you Shadow?
Yeah, that's me.
Hold on a second. Let's hear if you sound better on that. Hold on. You gotta mute your cell phone. Okay, now it's just your Skype. Go ahead, Adam.
What's that?
Well, you gotta turn your speakers down a little bit though, because your mic is picking up the slapback.
You know. I just want to say something. I mean, the whole idea, like, right now, it seems like, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just, oh, my God. I'm sorry. I could just, the whole thing about the race wars or something. I mean, I think that, you know, it's got to be a bunch of crap to distract us, because I thought we were over this. I mean, I really didn't think there was a lot of, you know, we have an African American or black
fuck
or.
What are you doing?
What?
Hey, Dave, what are you doing now?
I was trying to see if I can find a can of WD-40 around here, and I'm not having any luck.
Yeah, you rifled someone's chair of mine. Yeah, right. The ironic part is now we hear your cupboard doors opening and closing and. And as you're digging through them, looking for the WD-40. No, don't let us stop you. Go ahead. Oh, there we
something.
Go.
Guess what, guys? Something, you know, I'm just going to switch it all up. Last week, I think it was last week, Las Vegas Walmart refused to write the word gay on a cake for a prom. Just thought that was interesting. What do you guys think of that? Was that stupid? I mean,
Adam, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, you sound real distant, and I actually hung up on your cell phone call because I think that's what the slapback was coming from. Speak right into your mic for us.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
My shadow. Okay.
Yeah, Todd, just thinking about one of our all-time favorite movie lines.
Oh, yeah? What's that, Dave?
Show me how you stuck a cock.
Oh, from Bad Lieutenant, right? Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, were you the one that got it started on that, or was that Shane?
I don't know. I think it was Harvey Keitel in his performance of Bad Lieutenant.
All right, the guy that directed it, Abel Ferrara, he also directed one of the all-time great Christopher Walken movies, King of New York.
Yep.
He certainly did. That's in the collection.
That's awesome. So now back to Erica's point. What were you saying?
What if Walmart just refused to write human on a cake? How about that?
Yeah. Now you were saying that Walmart refused to write the word gay on a cake?
Yeah, it was for some kind of event that had to do with gay people, and they wanted the cake to say something gay,
Of course.
Why should freaking Walmart?
You know what I'm
going to
do?
And it's in Las Vegas.
What I want to do is I want to go into places now and try to get them to make me a gay cake. Because if they don't, looks like I can cash in on about $250K according to the last lawsuit.
Yeah, well, do it. I mean, shit, that's a good.
Good scam. Yep.
It is.
$250,000. I think that that gay couple got out of that one place that wouldn't make them the cake.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm just bringing up notes from a couple weeks ago that we didn't cover. But I saw this and I'm thinking, why should Walmart care? It's in Las Vegas. Do they really care? Come on.
Think Walmart is a it's severely right wing type of establishment, isn't it, Dave?
The fruit snacks are getting worried.
Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you give up on the WD-40? Why don't you give up on that WD-40?
I couldn't find the 40 around here. I'm still looking for it.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you give up on it? why don't you just...
Let the creaking door go, man. Come on.
Why don't you just saddle up and join the podcast?
He was squirting his WD on some gummy bears.
He's also taking a hit. Duh.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't mind the squeaky chair. Don't mind the hitting. What we mind is the being completely disassociated to the program here. So, Dave, what's the story with Walmart? I'm going to tap in on your inner I just about said Munchausen by proxy, on your inner Asperger syndrome. And
Well, I've only been inside Walmart like twice. That's all I needed to do. I just went there just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
What? Wait a minute. That's strange in itself.
Well, that's what Walmart does to people. So isn't Walmart like predominantly a right-wing type of establishment?
Once a Walmart comes into town, all the local mom-and-pop businesses shortly go out of business.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about doesn't Walmart like censor what they carry, like as far as music, and they
do have a $30 phone though.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did something like that. Like I said, another reason why I wouldn't shop at Walmart.
Yeah. I don't know. I bought a printer at Walmart. I didn't have a fucking problem with that. I needed a printer. I dashed into Walmart, bought one, left. Got a great deal on it. Still works to this day.
We also call it Wally World.
No big deal about this, the Walmart.
And matter of fact, when I was down in Sacramento, California, I needed a couple keys made. I went and had the fine keysmith there at the local Walmart in Sacramento go ahead and grind me up a couple keys. I think he charged me a couple bucks for it, and I was out the door. Didn't think twice about it. Do you see the world that we live in? Do you see these strange rules that we make for one another? I won't buy that. I would never buy a Ford. Really? Really, shit nuts? You'd never buy a Ford. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a Chevy man. I would never buy a Ford. Really? Okay.
I know. It's stupid. It's like, wow. I mean, if you wear, I don't know. You're not, the quality of your life isn't going to really go up that much. Sorry.
I would never get a pizza from Papa John's because he said something un-American once. Okay.
Un-American.
Yeah.
Ford that's been in my family is nothing but garbage. So, that's one reason why I don't like Ford.
Oh,
oh Dave.
Wait. If your Ford's making gummy bears, so you better
rebuild Dodge.
Yeah.
Reconsider
Dave,
they
like
make
Ford?
A purple gummy.
I would
take my Fords with like some sort of GM or Chrysler power under the hood.
Yeah, I totally wasn't picking on you when I said that. I had no idea that of course, you said that you wouldn't shop at Walmart either.
Mm-hmm.
What other kind of rules do you have like that?
We don't want to know the WD-40 rule.
No, I want to know. Okay, we know that Dave is not from that one group that refuses to use WD-40. And we also know that Dave belongs to the group of people who refuse to organize their chemicals, as in WD-40 and other utility chemicals. Otherwise, he wouldn't be searching for his WD-40.
Can you guys still hear me?
A little bit.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I thought I'd have like a, you know, I'd be on Skype and you all could see me or something.
No, it's not that kind of program.
Great.
Why, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing? Would you like to know?
I can hear the fapping in the wind, yeah.
I know.
Fapping in the wind.
I mean, you know.
Abduct the Atom is currently helicoptering his junk at the camera that is not turned on.
Helicopter.
But something I wouldn't even think about doing is helicoptering my junk over a woman.
Oh, man.
You okay, so there's another rule, Dave belongs to the group of people who would never helicopter their junk on account of a woman.
Wow.
Is there any circumstances that you can think of where you would helicopter your junk?
Nothing I can think of.
Would you do it for
sometimes
marijuana?
I like to, when I'm driving down the highway, I like to roll down my window and just helicopter my junk out the window. Is that weird of me?
For a Klondike bar?
Right?
That's your Klondike bar.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Helicoptering your junk makes an extra special slapping sound when you're freshly shaven it.
Oh. TMI.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're hearing in the background when Dave?
I don't know. Dave, what are you doing now? What's all the ruckus?
Trying to see if I, you know, looking for the WD-40, see if I got it in my walk-in cover.
Let's put things into perspective here. I belong to the group of people that gets fed up with dropping fucking hints and gets right to the point eventually. How about we stop making all the ruckus noises? Forget about the fucking WD-40. Sit down in your squeaky chair and join the program.
Well, then if I was gonna rub one out, I'd have to get off the phone and I'll stay on the phone.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Wow. Well, anyways,
we should probably
leave
the cupboards alone and leave the drawers alone and any of the other stuff that's going to make a lot of noise. Unless you want to go ahead and eat some sticky taffy and then tell us a story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah. Adam, is that you?
If you're interested in hearing anything else from last week so that we didn't talk about, I got some few things. But other than that, you know, helicoptering junk isn't exactly on the list, but you know, that's cool.
No. Erica, you'd like to talk about some more cleaner material on the E Show, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Okay.
Like mop. Sponges and soap and
rubbing alcohol.
That's a good boy. We're things.
That is funny, we're funny stuff. Yep.
That's
all right, guys.
The more I hear that, the more I want to punch that lady for some reason.
Why? So great. She's done a service to mankind.
She just, for some reason, irritates me, and I want that dog to bite her. I'm sorry. It's just the way I feel.
Well, the dog's too busy detecting the signs of Satan.
Yeah, he's staring right at her. He keeps growling at her.
Yeah, he's thinking that she's Satan, but
we're Satan.
Dave, I was going to say, Dave, you ever seen Satan?
What's that?
Nothing. Go back to your WD-40.
Okay. I just came to sit down, but yeah, talking about the church lady and stuff. Yeah, one of my friends from my grade school days had his 50th birthday last week. We had a bunch of us got together for his birthday party, and a few of my classmates from the indoctrination facility were there. And I, when I said that I referred to the school as the indoctrination facility, you wouldn't believe all the laughs I got over that. In fact, a lot of people totally agreed with me on it.
The fuck are you talking about?
Hail Satan!
Erica?
That's nice.
You ever feel like the show just hit a brick wall?
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'm just going to bust it wide open. Mm-hmm. Okay. Even though this isn't busting it wide open, but I'm still reading from my freaking notes from last week, so at least it's something. Mm-hmm. Okay,
hold on a second. Is there anything that's been interesting this week going on in the whole UFO and alien community?
Roswell slides, and I haven't actually been on a lot at all, so no comment because it's really, really the same old thing.
Oh, well, yeah, because I noticed that you had been on a couple other shows or at least one other show this week, and then had promoted a couple other shows on your Facebook page. That was this week.
Yeah, it was on the round table the other night.
Yeah, tell us about it. Was it something good? Is there any key points or anything that was worth sharing? That's not me. That must be Adam doing it.
I could tell it was Adam because it sounded like he was in the toilet.
Right. Adam, you're in the toilet. Here's
are
some
you
quality.
Just napping, Adam?
This is quality Satan here.
That's a good boy.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. Where's Satan? Where's Satan?
Oh, that's just
fun. Yeah, that's definitely
okay.
The
I'll
best
stop.
Clip of the
I'll
week.
Stop. Sorry, my bad. All
right, thank
I'll
you.
Set it up.
All right, so Adam's gonna stop with the sound effects. Dave's gonna stop with the cupboards. And Erica is about to tell us about anything UFOs or aliens this week.
And I'd like your website, too, or your Facebook page or something. I'm very interested.
Yeah.
Whose?
Yours, Erica.
Oh, thank you. Well, flattery will get you everywhere. Okay. I appreciate it.
Oh, wow. You just sounded like my ex-girlfriend there for a minute.
Anyways, go ahead, Erica.
It was just an enjoyable show, and, I mean, there was, a lot of...
The round
table talk about ancient aliens.
Adam, calm down.
But...
That's not me.
Oh. Oh, God.
Very, very good. Enjoyed, and... But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pursue what I'm saying. A cop sues Starbucks after spilling his own free coffee that he got for free on himself. He sues them and says he didn't realize the coffee was hot. I just wanted to mention that, okay? It's kind of irritating.
Yeah. Only in America, folks.
And if anybody likes Simpsons cartoons,
you want to
talk. Dave, do you like Simpsons? Dave. Major Tom. Are you there, Dave?
Yeah, Dave's here, man.
Dave, just take some hits.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
Fine, Dave.
No, it's bored. I've got here is almost dust anyway.
Officially bored every single one of our listeners to death.
Wow.
Okay, so yeah.
Anyway,
got unfriended on Facebook today. Let's talk a little bit about the whistling at my work, which has only gotten worse. You guys, I talked about it last week.
Yeah.
It is so bad. I go in, 5 a.m. is when I clock in. 501 is when I'm at my little station, which has all my tools on it. And the first thing we have to do is take a alcohol rag and wipe off our little checklist so that we can take our dry erase mark and start doing an inventory of our tools. They're on these big, tall racks. It's got all sorts of tools, from die grinders to cordless impact wrenches, and, I mean, all this stuff. The whistling fucking starts at, like, 5:02.
Oh, my God.
It relentlessly does not stop until I am done for the day.
I feel sorry for you, because that's just horrible.
I know. Adam, you're back.
What does I envision this guy looking like? Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
Oh, no, no, Dave. You're not going to talk about The Simpsons when I got blown off after that one. Uh-uh.
Dave, what guy?
Ned Flanders, you know the Jesus.
No, I know who Ned Flanders
Simpsons.
Is. You said this guy sounds like Ned Flanders. Who the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
The Whistler.
This guy who's constantly whistling.
Oh,
you know,
the Whistler. The Whistler.
Reminds me, like, he could be like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone shut up. Let me put things into perspective here. We're not talking about a single Whistler. I could tune that shit out. I mean, I'm just going to break it down. Okay. You got the guys that are whistling a little tune. They repeat over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Same dumb fucking tune that won't stop. Okay? Then you have these bird callers who just go, and then clear across the room is their little fruit butt buddy that goes to answer him. And then, if I'm really lucky, some other asshat will triangulate with them from clear across the other end of the shop with a
That's
so we
twisted.
Got that going on. Now we got guys, the supervisors.
These guys are hunting buddies.
I don't know what they are. I don't know what they are. But then they have the... I can't do it. Like that sound?
Yeah, it sounds like bird calls are whistling.
Yes, that. They do that whenever they want someone's attention, like they're about to back up a fucking scissor lift, which, by the way, has a backup beeper on it. Meep, 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 meep.
Yeah, like you need the extra damn noise.
So this is this fucking montage of whistling and beeping sounds. This isn't coming from one direction or one person. This is coming from all directions and what seems like all people.
Oh, my God.
All day long. And you can't wear headphones because it's a safety hazard. And the earplugs don't help. That just makes me squint with my ears because I'm hearing it in the background. And it means, you know, like when you squint to see something in a distance with your eyes. Yeah, imagine doing that with your ears. It's like squinting.
So, I got
very
a
cool
question.
Visualization.
Do you actually, in a really twisted, sarcastic way, almost want to whistle in the ugliest form just to, I mean, does any of that get to you? Because I would almost feel like doing something ugly with
I don't, I mean, it's so fucking offensive to me. Or I shouldn't say offensive, it's off-putting. It would be the same as if I was just walking around there singing at the top of my lungs something just so obnoxious. Helicopter my junk at work. Just did that for 10 fucking hours.
Can you do that? Do it.
No, I'd probably get written up.
No, Todd, I know just the song I can imagine you singing. Do you remember from the movie Very Bad Things where Daniel Stern's kid is singing, Dear Balls Hanger, do you want me to from? Remember that scene? He's singing that.
Well, that same obnoxious kid, didn't he do the arm fart thing too? Or no, that was that was Billy Crystal's kid in Analyze This or whatever. The very beginning at the party.
Oh, God, I haven't watched Analyze This in I don't know how long. I mean, that's one of the few movies I still have on VHS.
You know what? I just figured it out. I think tomorrow at work all day long, I'm going to walk around with a gurn and make the sound every time I hear a whistle. Every time I hear that. And I'm going to do.
That sounds like a good idea.
And every time
how fast, it's just like.
I'm going to go.
They get annoyed with that shit.
Fuck.
The dueling banjo scene from Deliverance would be a good one to do also when one of those slack jaw yuggles starts laughing.
I mean, I'm working around hoists and multiple tons of steel and machinery with sharp edges and sparks flying over here, just super sharp extruded aluminum corners, sheet metal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surrounded by dangers, fall hazards,
mm-hmm.
all this stuff.
Especially those that are whistling all the time. Big danger.
Dude, I'm honestly, it's so bad that I can only focus 70% of my mind on my work.
That's fucked up.
Now, it is fucked up.
I would definitely go up and do it like, hey, can you guys keep the fucking whistling down?
I can't.
On work.
Here's what had happened, Adam, is all of a sudden everyone would start talking Spanish, and it would be about me.
Oh, okay.
And
say no more.
Dude,
say no
I'm
more.
Telling you, listen, hey, and I told him today because it was brought up because the guy, one of the guys that I build these roofs with, that we got everything's. What I'm doing is I'm building clean rooms. And air handlers,
wow.
Big HVAC systems. These are so huge that they come in sections, like these fan walls.
Yeah, I'm familiar with clean room technology.
Yeah,
clean rooms.
It's all clean room technology. Everything's spick and span, but it's all heavy duty, large shit. Basically, big giant air conditioners. I mean, the size of, small houses. These are huge pieces of equipment. These are the kind that take up entire basements of buildings or entire rooftops of buildings. We build, we supply Amazon, Facebook, Intel.
Oh, wow.
All of their clean rooms, on Facebook, every single server that has Facebook data on it is in one of our clean rooms.
Yes, I've had
and,
to dismantle a couple of them myself.
Okay.
These are ultra
high-end pieces of equipment. These aren't just, stupid little things. I mean, this is we are an industry leader, okay? And I got to say, it's one of the coolest places I've ever worked. It's a huge factory spread over a large campus, many buildings, and each building you walk inside and it's spotless. There isn't even a speck of anything on the floor. Yet these are huge. I mean, there's huge shit going on. You might grind something up, but part of after you're done grinding is to clean up the entire area immediately.
Yes.
The skin is peeling off of my hands from constantly grabbing alcohol. We have these buckets full of alcohol and full of wipes inside. I mean, literally submerged in alcohol. And, we got to use those for wiping caulk off from cleaning, stuff out and whatever. It's really a cool company. And everyone there has been there for years. But the fucking whistling, my God, it is it is beyond tolerable. But anyways, one of the guys I did the roofs with, when I say roofs, we weren't actually up on top. We build these roofs on these sawhorses, and then this huge crane comes over with these suction cups and picks up the roofs and brings them over, and then guys on scissor lifts are all around these sections of these buildings, and the roofs get lowered on, and then they mount them and caulk them and all that. It's a guy that I really enjoy working with. He kind of let the cat out of the bag about the whistling. And I just told the guys, I'm like, listen, you guys, I mean, if it makes your, you know, the needs of the many outweigh, you know, the needs of the few on this. If it's, you know, if it passes your time, whatever, don't stop whistling. Don't even feel insecure about the whistling around me. And I'm just thinking, my God, would you fucking stop whistling? I would rather take the most sharpest, jaggedest objects I can find around my house and simultaneously cram them up my pee hole over and over and over again than listen to any of this.
Now that's hot.
What about like getting stuck on the Small World After All ride at Disneyland over and over and over and over?
Right, right. Or Dave, he was talking about that Pete and Repeat thing last week. But anyways, I got some email about the whistling. Just want to let you guys know that that the whistling never stopped. It continued on and on and on. I'm in whistling hell. I'm going to quit this job. I refuse to shave.
Sounds like a cool job. You sound like you get banked on that one.
It is, and it's tons of overtime, dude, but I'm telling you, I'm off the grid for 10 hours a day. It's 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. So it's 60-hour weeks.
Christ. Whoa,
yeah.
That's insane.
It is insane.
Fancy job.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that job. I'm quitting.
You know, this constant whistling sounds to me like you're stuck at a up with people convention or something.
Oh, dude, it's so... I've thought about taking my phone out and, like, recording it. You know, the whistling.
I would. All right,
well, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I won't quit in the next couple days just so that I can get that recording. I'll play it for you guys next week. It is fucking annoying.
I've been bringing it up to the foreman and the boss before you quit and be like, this is all the shit I had to listen to. All
No. Adam, you don't understand. The foreman and the supervisors are some of the worst fucking whistling offenders out there.
Oh, God damn. Never mind it. Okay.
No.
So that's just like talking to a fucking wall.
You know, you got the bird callers that do the triangulation thing?
Yeah.
Right?
I think
these supervisors do
fucking
this fucking...
Hunger Games or something?
They do, echolocation.
Yeah, they think they're in the Hunger Games, man. What the fuck is that?
I don't know what it is, but it's worse than the worst annoying bird sanctuary ever.
Well, it sounds like a damn cult.
Yeah, it sounds like a whistling
cult.
There you go.
Oh, man.
I feel for you, bro. I feel for you. I mean, I was
Adam, what do you do for a living
day.
Nowadays?
I actually work demolition. Work for National Machine Company. And basically, I sit at home on a computer writing proposals, and I got a desk job. I can work from home, so I don't have to do anything except for type shit on a computer all day. And once in a while, I get out on the job and I go to the site and I check out what I need to demolish, take some pictures, send it back, and boss man comes and pays for the shit, and we get all the stuff demolished. That's what I do. And I make sure I don't have some whistling assholes in my fucking room.
Original Battle Story. Sorry. Dave, are you working these days?
Me?
Yeah,
no.
You. Duh. Oh.
I used to be a game tester for Microsoft, so that went awry.
No, I quit playing video games long ago.
Can you guys hear that?
Yeah, I do.
Can you hear that?
What the fuck?
No, this is in nature, this is beautiful. At my work,
yeah.
Not so much. That's what it sounds like.
No, human birds are more annoying than regular birds, okay?
Adam, you better not say the word human.
Yeah, you're racist.
Sorry. I'm not racist. I'm more of a mutt than anybody, shit. I just found out I had more Native American in me. Oh, I'm sorry. Indigenous tribes of the North American, whatever the fuck they want to call us nowadays. Human.
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, the whistling, you know, at work, and you do that whistling, immediately thought of the quail hunting scene from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
You remember that? Yeah, Vince Vaughn ended up getting shot in the ass, I think, if I remember right.
I don't remember that.
Was that where they were hunting or something? It's been a minute.
I can't find the right bird sound.
Don't you Major Tom.
Wow. How's everybody doing today?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling fine. How are you?
Oh, my goodness.
So, Erica, Erica, right?
Yes.
What is your Facebook website thingy?
Can you say that one more time? I'm trying to hear what you said. What was it?
What is your Facebook? How do I get
yeah, this is a live broadcast. Maybe Erica doesn't want to give her Facebook out to
no, I
all of our listeners.
No, I couldn't hear. Facebook.com/Erica Getch, I believe.
Because everybody knows how to spell Getch.
Yeah. It's on my blogspot page. Did you said you went to that? I have to actually look.
Yeah, a little help would be good here since I'm...
Okay. Well, see, I might have Erica Getch 1 because I had to make another one, so I have to check. Yes. No, it isn't. Okay, it's facebook.com/ericagoetsch.
I think I found you. There you are.
Big boobs.
Nope, that went straight. They went straight to Mr. E's strange visitors.
Yeah.
What the hell? Oh, this is your group. Okay, gotcha. Come on.
This is our turn.
Okay. I would like to join. I sent a request. Thank you very much.
All right, hold on a second. Okay,
so
this is the most annoying bird of all time in Guadalupe Horn.
What?
I hear nothing. I'm not hearing any bird sounds.
I'm not hearing any bird sounds here.
You got dogs?
That's pretty annoying.
Is that what you hear all day?
That would be from one person.
Oh, you poor thing.
Now, multiply that by about 30 or 40.
I would go insane and start...
It's unbearable. I'm telling you. I wouldn't be talking about it on the air. I mean, it's literally...
Not,
it's destroying my life.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it's like...
Why do Mexicans make, like, weird sounds all the time? I don't get it. I was in the store the other day.
It's just racist and ignorant.
I know. I'll be ignorant, okay? But I was in the store the other day, and this woman had her 3 little Mexican kids with her and stuff, and this little fucker kept going, meow, meow, meow.
Yeah. Well, it has to be because
it's
Mexican.
Like, through the whole fucking store. Walking through the whole store for like half an hour when I was trying to shop.
Yeah, Adam, I guess what my point is, I don't think it's because he's Mexican. It's probably just because it's a kid.
Yeah.
You
laughed.
Yeah,
well,
it's the first time
those damn Mexicans
and
their loud noises
well,
or their weird noises.
Well, he was tall enough for me to knock the shit out of him, okay? But
hey,
still.
That's just abusive and violent. God, you're racist.
I'm not racist. I'm human.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not racist. He just plays one on the radio.
I hate all races
right?
equally. I even hate my own.
I think Adam's Ritalin just gave out.
My Ritalin?
But it's okay.
Oh, man. I think I just finally have my beer kicked in here. My Ritalin. How'd she know I was on Ritalin? Damn it.
I know everything, Adam.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know exactly who's been taking you at night.
So, now, Erica, you won't be with us next week, right? Is that what you were saying at the beginning of the show?
I'm not sure. It's play it by ear. Just...
Well, what do you... play it by ear?
I have a few projects, so let's... You know, I have to kind of see.
And are these projects going to fall on a Wednesday night next week? Maybe. Okay.
No.
All right. Well,
I don't
we'll
know.
Okay.
Who did that?
That's Dave.
Dave.
Okay. Well, Erica might not be here next week because she might have other important things going on. And we should be back. Dave and I will be back here for sure next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock East Coast. Adam, call in next week if you want to also, and we'll go from there. It's been a dull news week. I would predict that this is a calm before a storm as we get into election season and we start hearing all the dirt on Hillary.
Election season?
Yeah. And
you're probably calling it election season.
Right. And the chips to fall out from Baltimore, what happened there, and the political structure in Baltimore. And what else do we have going on? I don't know. The Republicans and their shit bags that they're going to present for us to pick through. Oh, it's just going to be messy. It's just so messy. Hey, if you guys get a chance, there's a copy of a thesis that Michelle Obama wrote while she was at Princeton. I wasn't going to get into it tonight, but here's a little homework for everybody. Google it. It's on... affirmative action. Just Google Princeton University Michelle Obama thesis affirmative action. Read it as much of it as you can handle and be prepared to talk about it next week. We'll put about 20 minutes into it or something. I don't care what side of the politics you land on. This is your first lady. Read it. Wow. It is shocking in many, many ways. And I cannot believe that it is this far into the second term and it hadn't surfaced until now. But get a chance to read it. Google it. Princeton University.
I've heard about the Jesus geeks that are claiming that... Michelle Obama is a transsexual.
Okay. Well, that wouldn't be included in this particular thesis that she wrote.
Okay.
Thanks for chiming in on that. And so, anyways, okay, so we're going to get out of here. I'm going to go to bed because I got to get up early to listen to all that whistling tomorrow. I can't wait. And
Yeah,
should be lots of fun. Yep. Let's check
back
in here.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet.
Not kick me off.
Yeah,
I'll definitely be coming back next week. I have nothing else to work on, so.
Oh, okay.
How's my guy? How's my boy? Where's Satan? Where's Satan? Where is he? Satan, where's Satan? There's a boy. Want a cookie? There's a boy. Thank you.
love.